Hi, and welcome back to the Pieces of Soul podcast. My name is Ashley, and I'm a gamification and goal setting expert, a master visionary, strategic planning coach, and a seven-figure entrepreneur. I love helping people figure out what it is that they truly want in life and then teaching them the practical steps to take their vision from being just a dream to being their reality. Let me guide you in pairing the spiritual world with the business world in order for you to plan your practical strategic step needed in the game of life to cross the finish lines of your dreams. In today's episode, we will be talking about being selfish. This is a favorite topic of mine, and I am an extremely selfish person, and it's not why you think. So I'm really excited to share with you how I view being selfish. Have you ever been told that you are acting selfishly? What does that statement even mean? If being selfish means that you are focusing on yourself, trust that that is not a bad thing. We are being conditioned and trained into obedience, into appeasing others, and into making sure that we don't upset other people's feelings. We're all getting up every day trying to fit into boxes, but not for ourselves, but for other people. And yet, at the end of the day, we're all getting so drained and we're all saying how empty we are. So why is that okay? I'm here to tell you that's not okay. And going forward, you're not gonna operate like this anymore. How can we possibly be our best selves and offer or serve anyone or anything else when we're in that state? We're too drained and empty to add any value. And then people go around and framing taking care of oneself and looking after yourself as being selfish. In reality, you are pre-committing to being a better version of yourself before you go out and serve the world. This is not about not serving the world. This is about getting the order correct in order to show up as the amazing human you have the capacity to actually be. Frame this: self-focused is not selfish. When I hear somebody suggest this, I get angry because I know it's a trap, and I know that the system is teaching us this to hold us back. So, like everything with the system, you need to be aware so that you can adjust your strategy. So let me tell you why being selfish and being self-focused is your best bet in the game of life. This is something I want to be very clear about. You must put yourself first, always. What we're really talking about here is priorities. You need to be your own top priority. Society has conditioned us out of this idea. It even shames us for it. Somehow, making sure that you're taking care of yourself and that you're operating from an optimal level is less important than attending to everyone else's needs around you. But how can you function optimally from an empty place? How can you feed anything, let alone your soul's purpose, if you're starving? You add no value when you're empty and drained. Think about it. How nice are you to other people when you're well rested? How easy is it to help others when you are happy? This is how we have ended up in a society where we're all driving down the road at 9 a.m. and everyone's already honking at each other because they're upset. Most people are going to jobs that they hate, plugging into a system they resent, and not taking care of themselves. When you try to satisfy the system and put your focus on it, you end up living a dissatisfied life for yourself. Think about it. If you're sitting in traffic at 9 a.m. and you're already upset, how is this setting you up for anything good in your day? You're officially showing up and starting your morning as a subpar version of yourself, accepting that you're gonna be drained for the rest of your day until you come home exhausted, only to sleep and repeat the entire cycle tomorrow. And then people wonder why they resent everything in their life. They wonder why everyone around them seems so miserable. It's because they're not acting in spirit. The word inspiration means to be in spirit or to have spirit run through your veins. Whenever you are not in spirit, you are soulless. Meaning, when you're not in spirit, you are not serving your own soul. So keep this in mind when you serve others first. I have another podcast all about the difference between inspiration and motivation, so make sure you listen to that. It goes over this entire subject in depth. You need to put your greatest contribution into yourself, becoming a better human so that you have more to contribute to the world. You will no longer operate from a place of empty because then you will be full. You'll show up and actually serve from a place of joy. And when you serve from a place of joy, others are more joyful to be around too. You're not the same person that's honking and yelling in traffic at 9 a.m. When you take time in your days to focus on yourself and invest into yourself, You become a better person and then you show up in the world differently. If everybody was to do this, the world would be a radically different place. If everybody was to just put themselves first and interact with others from a place of being their happiest, best selves, the world would be such a better place. Let me be clear and repeat this. You must show up for yourself. It is your responsibility to show up for yourself first and foremost. This is not just the most beneficial way to operate, it is the only way to operate and be successful in life. Let's look at some definitions for a moment just to drive my point home. You know I love definitions, and if you follow me on social media, you know I collect dictionaries. And I found this in one of my old dictionaries. So what is the original meaning of the word selfish? In the 17th century, it actually meant self-seeking, self-ended, and self-full. Isn't that interesting that the original meaning of selfish was to be full? Self-full doesn't sound that bad to me. The original term selfish actually is connected to being self-fulfilling. Where did this change? Let's dive deeper into the modern meaning of selfish, and here's the modern definition. Selfish, disapproving, having or showing concern only for yourself and not for the needs or feelings of other people. Concerned excessively or exclusively with oneself. Isn't it interesting that they make the assumption that if you put yourself first, you're not gonna help others? Where did you ever sign up to say, hey, I'm gonna take care of myself, but I'm not gonna take care of others? No, you wanna still take care of others. You just need to make sure you take care of yourself first so that you can continue to help other people. The original meaning of selfish was positive, while the modern version is expressed as being defined completely negatively, in line with how the system discourages one to put themselves first and would rather be molded into the herd where we're all exhausted, empty, and drained, and thus we show up as these horrible humans. And you wonder why our society is declining. Modern definitions, even attached to the word disproving to selfish, openly label this as not acceptable behavior. And if that wasn't enough to damn the word, they added the importance of putting the needs and feelings of others first by saying, being selfish is not doing that. Isn't it interesting how they can just flip the definitions of words on us and how they can be used and placed on us as expectations? False expectations. That's why I know you probably feel guilty whenever you do put yourself first. Guess what? They trained you that way. They have literally conditioned you to feel bad to take care of yourself. You have been living as a people pleaser for far too long, conditioned to believe that this is in your best benefit, but really it's killing your soul and deflating you of any value you can bring to the world. Them telling you you're selfish has made you feel bad about putting yourself first. But society really needs to reframe what the views are on selfishness. You need to not feel guilty. It is your job to put yourself first. You need to know that it is your best strategy in the game of life to live with intention and get grounded into some serious self-love practices, because this is how you set yourself up for happiness, success, and longevity in the game of life. Why always pay into other people's buckets, other people's agendas, and other people's forward action plans at the cost of your own life and happiness? Being successful in life actually relies on you putting yourself first. It is essential for you to stay in spirit if you want to grow and win at the game of life. You must operate at an optimal level to fulfill your highest purpose. The better you operate, the better you can play the game of life. So trust me on this one, invest as much time as you can into paying yourself forward. Do what you can do for yourself by putting yourself first. I want you to become selfish and I want you to become focused on yourself to give yourself the best gift of life, which is a full cup, because you just wait and see what you can offer the world when you are your happiest version. This has been Ashley from Soul Renovation, and if you loved this episode, take a screenshot and share it to social. Always tag me at Soul Renovation. I look forward to hearing from you. Bye.